Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I have a guest, Roberto Proia. He's the managing director of Notorious Pictures here in Italy. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for bringing the rum and coke. That time of the day.
Excuse me,
Is that time of the day?
Where is mine?
Yeah, somebody needs to be sober.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, you know, you're no stranger to this festival. You were here last year, actually. I did meet you last year, and I think it was for Kill Your Darlings, wasn't it?
Correct. Yes, I've been to the festival. Actually, the festival this year is 71 years old, and I've been to all of them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say without being rude. He looks fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like so. No, seriously, last year was more work because we had Killer Darlings premiering here, and Radcliffe came with a 19 people camp. They were all not lovely though, but there were a handful, and and it was brilliant. It was, you know, the movie was very, very well received, and working with him was great, honestly.
He's a nice chap, isn't he? He's very humble.
The most professional actor I've ever worked with, and you know, seriously, not 71 years, but I've been around. So.
Oh, we don't need to go into that.
Let me have a sip. I'll do it to that.
Yeah, have another sip of your rum and coke. Now, I was actually, just really briefly, Kill Your Darlings. I actually went to the press conference last year, and I have never been so petrified in all my life. We're in this, I should just describe, there is a big kind of press conference area. You're secluded from members of the public. And when I say that, not obviously, Daniel Radcliffe's fans turned up, but I actually felt I had been accosted and violated by these fans. I mean, they almost rocked this building.
Yeah.
You know, it's a temporary building, I should say. And the foundations were actually moving. It was frightening. And it just goes to show you really how, you know, passionate people are. They don't just come here for the celebrities. You know, this is a real kind of public cinema going experience as well, you know. And it's great that fans turn up to support them. But, you know, it must have been quite an interesting experience for you bringing him here, because you were responsible for bringing him here, right?
Logistically, yes. Logistically, it was a challenge.
Yeah.
Especially because, as you said, it was a temporary venue, and there was no bathroom. So the bathroom break, to get a bathroom break, Daniel had to walk a few yards out in the open. And now, bear in mind that this temporary venue was all glass, so people could actually see him there, which was great and petrifying at the same time. And they were actually rocking it. So when he finally had to go pee, you know, he had to be escorted to the temporary restrooms as well. And so that's where, you know, wrought havoc. And and actually that was fun because, you know, a lot of people from around the world told me that pictures of him going to the restroom were published everywhere, like blew right big on
really
pages. Yes. Yes, so yeah, it was I mean, it turned out to be, well, everything went really, really well, but it was because he was so flexible and nice.
Okay.
Other talents would have been like, you know what, that's it,
we're gonna pull the plug,
and he didn't. So it was, and you know, it was great.
It's the British manners, you know. But let's move on. Let's move
on. Ask Sienna Miller.
Let's talk about your kind of... tell us a little bit, obviously, managing director of Notorious Pictures. You're a distributor here in Italy.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what is your role here when you come to the festival. What's your role? What do you need to do? What's the criteria? Do you select films while you're here?
Yes, well,
it's a lot of questions, I know, Roberto.
I have a lovely job because my job, it starts from when you go to markets and festivals to scout the projects that you want to bring to Italy. So you want to acquire the full rights, you know, theatrical and TV and DVD and whatever. So it begins with finding the project, and it ends when the movie gets released in theaters. And bear in mind that more often than not, we buy on scripts. So when we start buying a film, the whole process that you follow through takes about like 2 years. So right. you live with this project for so long. When finally there's a release date, it's like you let it go.
Yeah,
you're a child to
fly.
College. Yes,
like fly so, into the
right.
wind.
And you know, throughout all this process, you acquire the rights, you bring it to Italy, you dub it, you launch it, you do all the PR stuff, publicity, and you know, press office or whatever. And then and finally the marketing, and then the co-marketing deals, and finally the sales to the exhibitors. So it's step-by-step process. It's not a perfect science. Like, you know, it's very difficult to predict what's going to work and what's not going to work. But, you know, knock on wood, so far so good. I mean, it's been 15 years. So
really?
I started when I was 10, yes.
Okay. sorry, I had to do the math just then. I was like, what?
Okay, I was 11. I lied, I was 11. Okay.
You're confusing me right now.
I'll drink to that
it's again. Very easy to yeah. do with maths and me. Oh. Don't go together. But, I mean, you know, you're obviously being very modest here. Now, I know that Notorious is responsible for bringing one of Italy's, you know, kind of, let's say it was a secret winner with the right. audiences, mm. Belle and Sebastian,
yeah.
which was released a couple of years ago.
It was
now,
not actually
year?
Was
last
this year. Not this year in January.
Right.
Yeah, it was the biggest sleeper, as we like to call
yeah.
it. You know, when we bought it, we were hoping to entice the fan base of the cartoon because it was an animated series that was very, very popular in the 80s, and I was not born then, but I heard about it. And the fan base reacted really well, but it went well beyond that. Mm-hmm. So animal lovers, you know, people who likes dogs or nature lovers, I mean, everybody turned out to in big numbers there.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, he had some heads scratched, you know, in Italy and in France, where the movie was produced. The producers were very, very happy to the point that when the sequel was announced, and it's filming as we speak, they only talked to us. And we bought, of course,
right.
we bought the sequel as well.
So, I mean, it's in a way, obviously, that's a big risk, taking a film like that, which is unknown, it has unknown entities. Yes, it's based on a popular cartoon. Some people, that audience may not know about that
right,
cartoon.
Correct.
So it is a big risk. It paid off. And I mean, from what I read, you know, this film was in over 300 screens in
yes.
Italy. It's made over 6 million euros.
Yeah, there was, you know, something very peculiar about that, because the first weekend we opened number three. The second weekend we went number one. So that's very, very unorthodox to have something like that happen. That means that the word of mouth was good. That means that, you know, the movie started really big, you know, and just grew. So it's amazing. Usually you used to go down, you know,
yeah.
you know, and then, you know, throughout the weeks, but it was the other way around. It's very unusual and it was great.
And now he has a huge villa in
yeah.
Monaco.
Yeah. And I wish I could say that you guys are all invited, but I'm very selfish. So.
Charming. He's not coming back. Just finally, when you're looking at films to buy, what is the utmost important thing? What is the top three important things that film must have to fit your criteria for buying it and distributing it, perhaps for your Italian audience specifically?
Well, I would say full frontal. I'm just kidding. No, you didn't get that.
The full, no.
The full, no, no, I just said like, it was a joke. I said that I'm looking for full frontal. But
okay.
To be honest, it depends on the audience do you want to cater to. We're catering to a multiplex audience. So he needs to be a genre film or something that a big, you know, Sony Center would play and you know, like action or comedy or like very accessible, very wide, because these are big projects that need to make a lot of money to recoup, and so you want to go as wide as possible. On the other hand, there are the smallest distributors which go for art house very successfully, and they deal and they cater to another type of audience, you know, so you need to know what you do best and you need to stick to it.
Okay, I think that's very sound advice. Roberto Proia, Managing Director of Notorious Pictures, thank you very much for joining us today
thank
on Fred Film Radio.
Me. Thanks.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.